Good morning, Mrs. Moxie. How are you?
Oh, good morning. My broomstick didn't fly flying fast enough.
You're a little out of breath. We'll give you a second.
We're good.
Okay, cool, cool. You and I were texting.
Yes.
And you've got a big event coming up that you wanted to talk about, and I'm more than happy to talk to you about, because I love a good drag brunch.
Right?
I do. They're a ton of fun.
They are.
Yeah, and you got one coming up.
I do. It's June 22nd at the Grand Event Center here in town, and doors open at 10. Show starts at 11:30.
And it's going to be, they're doing seatings for this, aren't they?
Like, yes.
Like 15-minute seatings?
Yes. So they're changing it up a little bit. It's, so before you all came at 10, and then show started at 11:30.
Yeah.
This time you buy a ticket for 10, 10:15, 10:30. So it's like different increments of seating times.
Yeah.
Just to kind of control the food pace and everything. Because that was one thing that we learned from the first brunch. Because here's the thing. We're learning and we're growing.
Yep.
And that was the first drag brunch that Northfield had.
It was.
And it was a huge success. We just didn't understand how quick everyone would show up all at once.
Right.
So this way it kind of gives a little bit more control on how the kitchen will handle things.
Where can I get tickets?
Eventbrite.com and look up A Very Moxie Brunch.
A Very Moxie Brunch. Now, it is
branding. Branding.
Okay. Of course. Of course. Northfield's very own. It is June, which of course means Pride Month. Yep. Can you give us a glimpse into the life of Northfield's favorite drag queen during Pride Month?
Well, if you could see me right now, I have bruises underneath my chest right now because of all the Spanx that I've been wearing. But it's been good. I've been traveling with Lexi, actually, quite a bit.
Lexi D, your sort of partner in crime a lot of times. Yeah,
yeah, my Thelma to my Louise.
Yes, exactly.
So we've been traveling a lot. We did Northfield Pride the first weekend here in town, which was awesome, a huge hit. Also, the park was a huge success, thanks to you and the board.
I take no credit for it.
Well, anyway, it turned out great.
Okay.
And then this past weekend, we were in Marshall, Minnesota.
Right. How'd that go?
It was great. And actually, Marshall, Minnesota had Misdiagnosis, who is actually going to be here on June 22nd.
Oh, fantastic.
So I get to see her again. And she hosts shows. She does all these stand-up comedy acts, theater productions. She's a very, very cool person. And getting to see what she did this past weekend, I can't wait for you all to meet her and see.
That's great. She was not at the Mardi Gras event, was she?
She was not, no.
Okay. Well, good. That'll be fun to...
And we have another drag performer coming out. And that one is Cher DeWealth. And she is about a year and a half into it.
Okay.
I think. So she's new. But she likes to play with that both side of gender.
Oh. Yeah. So she does the king and queen thing?
Yeah. So, like, if you look at the posters that I have throughout town, she's the one with the blonde platinum Marilyn Monroe wig, but she also has a mustache. So, definitely bringing the comedy.
Right. Absolutely.
And one thing about A Very Moxie Brunch, as we continue to go forward with it, not only for the June 22nd show, but for the future, I want to start rotating more of these artists throughout the state by bringing them from Minneapolis or other locations, so that people can get exposed to not just drag queens, but drag kings and non-binary and really experience what drag art is all about. Because it's all about education, too.
Always. Always. Absolutely it is. Now, you recently appeared on the cover of Lavender Magazine. Which
you won't let that go, will you?
No. Are you kidding? Of course not. But which is it's Minnesota's LGBTQ publication.
Yes.
Have you gotten any notoriety from that? Or has it expanded your purview?
Maybe a little bit. I'm now working in Lakeville this coming weekend at a brewery. So that's brand new. And they kind of reached out because someone saw the cover, plus they're friends of mine. And they're like, hey, I'm going to toss your hat into this. Are you okay with that? I'm like, I guess. That's fine. So
that's up at Angry Inch, I want to
say. Okay, Angry Inch Brewing. Right. I will be there on Sunday at 2 p.m. for Drag Bingo.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right.
So it's been a lot of fun.
All right. So tell me again, who's going to be at the Grand on June 22nd besides you?
It's going to be me, Lexi D, Misdiagnosis, and Cher DeWealth. And there may be one more performer, but I'm not allowed to say. It's kind of a surprise.
Right.
I can't wait to see this person really crank it out. So It's just a very cool experience to do alongside.
It's all very mysterious.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You're just going to have to, but even if we buy a ticket and we show up, which I, of course, will be there.
Yeah.
With my wife.
Of course, Annie's got
to
be there.
Yeah, she likes us almost as much as I do. Actually, the person I should bring is my mom. Oh my gosh.
You should bring him up. And Danny. Danny.
Okay. All right. We'll just make it a family affair. We'll get a whole table. My mom is coming down for this. Absolutely.
Okay.
But if we show up and this mysterious person does perform, we're not even really going to know her secret identity or their secret identity,
exactly.
I should say.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. But it's going to be a blast. I got to hang out with this person, and they're going to rock it out.
Yeah.
They're going to rock it out.
If it's who I think it is, they're a pretty smart cookie. So.
Right. Another thing I'll say about brunch. So your ticket is to get in.
Yeah.
The food is actually separate.
Okay.
That is one thing I forgot to mention.
Oh, that's right. So tickets are $20?
Yes, $20, and then there is a promo code for kids' price, too.
Oh, cool.
So kids are a little bit cheaper.
Right.
But the purchase is on Eventbrite. Look up A Very Moxie Brunch. You buy your ticket. That gets you in the door. Lunch or brunch is separate, but it's so affordable because the Grammy makes us good food, and it's a reasonable price and everything. And we pared down the menu, so it's not as big.
Yeah.
But we got some really good food coming up.
I brunch at the Grand, and then I don't eat again until Sunday night. That's how it goes. Right. Okay. So June 22nd, 10 a.m. doors. Get your tickets at Eventbrite. Show starts at 11:30. Mrs. Moxie, A Very Moxie Brunch.
Yes. All we'll be serving coffee, and we'll see you there.
Yeah. I can't wait. Man, it's going to be great.